bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's Monday, May 2nd. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday in the third week of Easter as we begin the month of Mary. Bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's what we do here at Relevant Radio every single day. It's our mission statement, something to keep in mind as we begin this day one of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Relevant Radio truly is a spiritual family made up of every single one of you that's listening. And all this week, we're going to be asking you to support our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. In February, you, our Relevant Radio family, were unbelievable, absolutely amazing with your support of our mission in a historic, big-time way through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. We're going to need your help once again this week just to keep going for the next 3 months. The co-patron of Relevant Radio, St. John Paul II, once said, "It's not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others." And we begin each hour here during the Pledge Drive week with the memorary prayer invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us in this pledge drive and for an end to legal abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit, especially during the pledge drive. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in our very own Glenn Leverance. Glenn, there's no Relevant Radio newscast during the pledge drive, but there's a lot going on in the news. What's the big story this morning?
Certainly, John. Well, over the weekend, well, despite rainy weather and temps in the 40s, I was able to grill out a couple of times, but Nancy Pelosi was busy. She had a surprise visit to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv over the weekend. So that kind of a big surprise, but showing the U.S. commitment by having that high of ranking official there once again. Elsewhere, that refugee number, John, now up to 5.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine right now. The fighting still continues with sporadic breaks around that steel plant in Mariupol, where so many hundreds had been holed up, and they were able to start a humanitarian corridor and get several hundred out yesterday. That does continue in spurts again today. So that is some good news, those folks getting out after being trapped a couple months as refugees in tunnels and darkness under a steel plant, John.
Hard to believe it's already day 68 of this invasion by Russia of Ukraine. As always, thanks so much, Glenn.
Hey, sure thing, John.
Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from John 2:5. The beloved disciple, St. John, writes, "His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Our Blessed Mother Mary's mission is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. She points us to her son, Jesus the Lord. Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." That is, do whatever Jesus is telling you to do. It's all about following Christ from the heart every day in our lives. And we always pray with great confidence, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, worry begins with fear, and there are so many events during these times that we're living in, like the COVID pandemic, the war in Ukraine, threats of nuclear attack, political divisions all across our nation, and all kinds of hate that are making us both worry and fearful. During this Easter season, we have to be reminded that we need Jesus. America needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. He is our true treasure and our hope. Joining us now live is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimick, the best-selling author of Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times, to help us choose and trust our Lord much better. Gary is a popular speaker and parish mission leader. For more, you can visit his website, followingthetruth.com. Good morning, Gary. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's great to be with you, as always, especially here. You are the leadoff hitter on day one of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Oh, man, John, what an honor. Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to be here, especially during Pledge Drive. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, Gary, first of all, can you talk a little bit about what Relevant Radio means for you and why our listeners should continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio?
John, thank you. On a personal level, Relevant Radio gives me hope. When I turn on the news, when I look at what's going on in the world, it's very easy to become discouraged. It's very easy to become afraid. But when I listen to Relevant Radio, you know, and I'm not speaking strictly as a contributor, but as a listener, I've been listening for years, I get the hope that I need, the hope that is rooted in a belief in Jesus Christ, who tells us to not be afraid because he is with us. And I think, John, what you are doing on the air and everyone at Relevant Radio is doing is reminding us of the words of Jesus when he came walking to his apostles as they were in the middle of a storm at sea, when he came walking on the water and said to them, "Do not be afraid, it is I." You're that voice of Jesus reminding us that there is no reason to be afraid, that everything is under control.
And that's exactly what we do here day in and day out. We try to bring the folks real hope because at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus, and he is our hope.
Exactly. And you don't stick your head in the sand and disregard the news. The news is the news. What's going on is true, and we have to be aware that, yeah, there are problems in the world. There are difficulties. There are challenges. But Jesus is bigger than these problems, and that's the beautiful thing about Relevant, and that's why I'm always glad to come on and support you, especially during these pledge drives, when you just make the appeal for the funds to stay on the air, to keep proclaiming the good news, because we need this voice right now. We need the voice of Relevant Radio.
Gary, in your new book, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times, you talk about two gospel stories of Jesus calming storms. Can you briefly tell us about them?
Yeah, John, I love talking about these stories. Whenever I give parish missions, the second day I always spend talking about these two storms at sea. One of the reasons I do that is because every one of us is either in a storm right now, we've just been through a storm, or we're heading into a storm in life. And as we look at these two stories of the apostles in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, in a boat, in a storm, we can really relate to them because we may be going through the same type of situation, not necessarily a physical storm at sea, but some sort of storm. My goal with looking at these two stories is to give hope to anybody who is in the storm. Even though it's looking dark, there is hope, because when you invite Jesus into your storm, when you invite him to become active, things will somehow get better, not necessarily externally, but internally for sure. He always improves our situation if we turn to him, and that's exactly what happened in the first storm at sea. The apostles were with Jesus, but he was sleeping in the boat. They panicked, but what did they do? They woke him up, and he calmed the storm. In the second storm, which happened after that, Jesus let them go by themselves in the storm. They encountered the storm. He came walking to them on the water, and Peter saw Jesus, and actually saw Jesus and got so inspired that he stepped out of the boat, walked on the sea, came to Jesus. When he took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the storm, he began to sink. But what did he do? He reached out to Jesus. He said, "Lord, save me." The Lord saved him. They got back into the boat, and the storm was stilled. So we see two examples, slightly different, of Jesus being in the midst of the storm and bringing calm. And I think that's what we all need to remember, that hope that comes with having Jesus with us in the middle of the storm.
Well, Gary, we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation about choosing to trust Jesus with Catholic author and speaker Gary Zimek. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a blue tote bag featuring the Marian symbol for Our Lady. Blue for Our Lady. Dressed in blue. I could use one of these to take your prayer attentions to the Shrine of Our Lady of Help this weekend. This tote bag is extra tall and will make a great gift for students, teachers, or volunteers. Now, you parents of little ones, this would be great for you too, for wipes and diapers and Cheerios. And today's the only day that you can get it. The Marian tote bag is our thank you for your donation of $20 a month or more. Make your donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, it's only available today for a gift of $20 a month. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and God bless you.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales.
Coast to coast on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning as we begin our spring pledge drive. And we are continuing our conversation with our good friend, longtime Morning Air contributor, Gary Zimek, Catholic author and speaker. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
We were talking before the break about trusting and choosing to trust Jesus the Lord. How do you do that even when we may not exactly feel like it?
Boy, John, you know, I'm glad you used that word, choosing to trust, because it is a choice. And I think that if we're facing a problem, if we're looking at a discouraging situation in our lives, we always have that choice to make, whether we give in to despair or we choose to trust in Jesus. You know, at the top of the hour, you mentioned that scripture verse, which are actually Mary's last recorded words in the Bible, John 2:5, when she said, "Do whatever he tells you." Well, that just opens up so many opportunities for us. And one of the things that I always think of, well, what did Jesus tell me? Well, for one thing, he said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me." Now, that's a choice. That choice to come to Jesus, to trust in Jesus, to say the words, "Jesus, I trust in you," is what is going to give me the hope that I need. But it's sometimes you got to take that first step out of the boat like Peter did. He saw Jesus. He chose to trust in him. He got out of the boat, and he actually ended up briefly doing something impossible before he took his eyes off of Jesus. And then still, even after he messed up, Jesus was able to save him. So I think it's the same for us. It's a choice that we have to make. We can choose to listen to the many voices. There are a lot of competing voices right now in the world, which tell us you should be afraid. You should be scared. This will never work. Or we can listen to our Blessed Mother, who tells us, well, do whatever Jesus tells you. And one thing he tells us is to trust in him, because he is bigger than any problem that we can face.
And the answer to fear, and there's going to be fear in our life. I mean, it's inescapable. The answer is that trust, that heartfelt trust in the Lord. I mean, one thing is to say, "I trust in the Lord." Another thing is to trust in the Lord when your back is up against the wall.
Exactly, John. And, you know, it's funny because we trust in so many people. We place our trust in so many people. We trust news commentators. We trust, I fly a lot when I speak. I trust my life to a pilot who I don't know. I just assume the pilot knows what he or she is doing and is going to get me from one point to another. We trust so many people. Why wouldn't we place our trust in Jesus? And you mentioned there is fear in life. Absolutely. Fear is an emotion that God gave us. He gave it to us for a reason, because it's a way of realizing that we may be in danger, and then we can take action. But sometimes our fear is exaggerated or excessive, and that's when we don't trust that Jesus is there for us. We don't trust that he's bigger than our problems. we don't choose to trust, that he can help us in some way. But that fear can really lead us. That fear can lead us to trust, to make that step out of the boat, to say, Lord, I'm going to place my trust in you no matter how I feel. I do that all the time, John. There are so many things in life that frighten me, but I choose to trust in Jesus. I don't always succeed, but I think I'm doing a lot better than I used to because I've seen what he's done in my life.
And Gary, those two stories that are in your book about the storms, there's going to be storms in our lives. There's no doubt about it. We're going to have to deal with storms. Why does the good Lord allow us to have to deal with storms?
You know, John, I wish he didn't. I'll be honest with you. I don't like storms. I wish he didn't. But one of the things he wants us to do, well, he wants us to have a relationship with him through faith. He wants us to place our trust in him, which obviously requires some sort of risk because we don't know for sure what's going to happen when we trust in Jesus. When he allows the storms to enter our lives, and no mistaking it, he does allow these storms. He could stop them if he wanted to. When he allows these storms, he gives us the best opportunity to trust in him and to grow closer to him. When things are going well, when we don't have problems, human nature is such that we tend to trust in ourselves. But when our back is against the wall, when we are struggling, when the waves are crashing over the boat of our lives, we realize we can't do this alone. And that's when we have the prime opportunity to turn to him. As much as I hate storms, they have been very beneficial in my life because I've grown so close to the Lord in the midst of the storms.
I know that one of the ways that you've been able to grow in your faith and get closer to our Lord is by meditating on his word. Talk a little bit about Proverbs 3:5, one of your favorite scriptures.
Yeah, that really is an excellent one. You know, that scripture reminds us to place our trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding, which I think is something that many of us tend to do. We think that we have everything under control. We think, and some of us do. I'm that way. I'm a controlling type person. And when I do that, I really can shut the Lord out. And that's something I definitely don't want to do. So many times in life, I have chosen to take matters into my own hands, and go down a path which I really shouldn't have gone down. But every time I choose to place my trust in the Lord with all my heart, then things seem to go a lot better because he really does know what's best.
Any thoughts on how we can let go of our self-sufficiency and really reach for Jesus and try to trust in him?
I honestly think he helps us, and that's one of the reasons he sends us these storms. He sends us this uncertainty. He certainly doesn't will evil, but he allows things to happen so that he can remind us we are not in control. I think it really is a matter of looking at the situation in our lives and in the world and realizing that we are not in control and then making that decision. I will choose, Lord, to trust in you. You know, and I would say to anybody who's on the fence, give him a shot. What have you got to lose? You know, give him a shot. Let him see do something in your life and you'll see the results. That's what I've found. If you give him a chance, if you give him an opening, if you choose to place your trust in him, he's going to really come through.
And it doesn't matter how bleak things may look, how difficult the situation might be, there's always hope.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to look at these storms at sea as documented in the Gospels, because if you stopped the story at any point before Jesus got involved, everything looked hopeless to the apostles. They swore that they were dying, that they weren't going to make it. And that's the way it is for us, too. If things look hopeless right now, our story isn't over. And that's the mistake we sometimes make. Well, this will never work out. Well, the story's not over. Once Jesus gets involved, things will get better in some way.
And for us, it's a good reminder that, you know, if we're going to support the mission of Relevant Radio, be not afraid. God will provide whatever you donate, whatever you give. He will take care of us financially. We have to have that kind of hope.
Exactly. Both on your end, hope that the listeners will contribute. And if you're out there listening and you're on the fence, do I contribute or not? I'm afraid. Maybe I'll need this money. Place your faith in the Lord. Give him a shot and, you know, and take that chance. Choose to trust in him by sharing some of your money to help somebody else who might be on the verge of despair and who needs the message of Relevant Radio.
Gary, we had less than a minute. A final thought on choosing to trust our Lord.
Final thought is the words at the bottom of the Divine Mercy image. Jesus, I trust in you. John, you and I have talked about that so many times. That is one of the greatest prayers I know. And it's such an expression of love for the Lord. No matter how you feel, you can choose to trust in Jesus. Personally speaking, it has always worked out for me. He's faithful. He has never let me down.
It's a beautiful, short little prayer. We pray it here at the top of the hour every single day. Jesus, I trust in you. Gary, as always, thanks so much for your insights. I so much appreciate your contributions. You're our leadoff hitter this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Keep up the great work, John. God bless you.
Thanks so much. For much more, you can go to followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimick, longtime Morning Air contributor. We need to take a break when Morning Air continues. Catholic author and professor of theology Annabelle Mosley will be with us to talk about the Saints of May and offer some advice on how to help save and lead others to God. Stay with us. There's much more to come as Morning Air continues.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. It's good to be with you on this Monday morning as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, here in the month of May, we traditionally honor our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of God and the Queen of all Saints. Let's take a few moments to listen to some of the words of wisdom from our Blessed Mother and some of her holiest followers, the saints, the friends of God. Joining us now is our regular contributor, Professor Annabelle Mosley, to talk about the Saints of May and offer some advice on how to help save and lead others to God. Annabelle Mosley is author of Sacred Braille, The Rosary as Masterpiece, and Our House of the Sacred Heart. She's also professor of theology, wife and mother, and the creator of the Bethany Plan, offering busy Catholics a Christ-centered way to find balance. Good morning, Professor Annabelle. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you once again here in May, the month of the Blessed Mother and day one of our pledge drive.
Oh, good morning, John. It's great to be with you.
Professor, before we talk about the Saints of May, can you share with us a little bit what Relevant Radio means for you and why our listeners should continue to support the work of Relevant Radio, giving a platform to learn about the saints, to learn about our Blessed Mother every single week, every single day here on Relevant Radio?
Absolutely. Well, Relevant Radio, you know, it's so dependable. That's what I love about it. The world that we live in is undependable. It's uncertain. We're going through a lot of darkness and challenges in the world today. And Relevant Radio is always that bright light that we can rely on, we can depend on. I just feel like whenever I tune in, I'm enlightened. I'm always made better. There's never a worry with the children, too. You know, like these days, you really can't just turn the TV on, because if you turn the TV on, you might get that horrible commercial or that dark, depressing show. But with Relevant Radio, you can turn on any time and know that the whole family will be enlightened. So I love it.
Well, we really appreciate your contributions, a longtime contributor with this show. And we always talk about the saints, and we've talked about this before, but just as a reminder, what do all the saints that we discuss on a regular basis have in common?
Well, you know, they just offer such specific guidance on how to inspire and lead other souls to God. I always love to say there's no better self-help than the saints. You know, they really are the models for us to follow. And if we follow them, you know, that's the best self-help we could ask for.
The saints have been described as the friends of God, the best of the best.
Absolutely, that great cloud of witnesses. And they really inspire.
Now, today we are celebrating a great saint, Saint Athanasius, bishop and doctor of the church. Tell us a little bit more about Saint Athanasius.
Sure. He's one of the four doctors of the Eastern Church, And I love his title. He's called the Champion of Christ's Divinity. And this is because he famously fought against that Arian heresy, which was that awful heresy that denied the full divinity of Christ. That was a lot for him to battle. So while he was a bishop in Egypt, he was exiled again and again for defending the Nicene Creed, which we all hold so dear now. And while he was in exile, St. Athanasius discovered this wonderful comfort in a friendship he found with the work of St. Anthony of the Desert. That work, so he was inspired by another saint, and St. Athanasius ended up writing the biography of St. Anthony of the Desert. So he really is a model for a saint who got great comfort from another saint.
And Professor Annabelle, St. Athanasius inspires us to preach the truth because the truth is under attack here in this day and age. Many, many centuries later, there are still attacks on the divinity of Jesus.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. It's so well said. Yeah, he offers this practical advice that I think it's important for all of us to remember. These are his direct words. St. Athanasius says, "The holy and inspired scriptures are sufficient for themselves for the preaching of the truth." So what I love about that is if we're ever hesitant on what will help reach this soul, or I'm really trying to convince this person, you know, to come back to church, or whatever you're struggling with, go to scripture. The word of God will always help you to preach the truth.
There's a few other important feasts here in the month of May, but none probably bigger than May 13th, which is a really big one.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. I know it's a very special one to you as well. It's Our Lady of Fatima.
Can you talk about the meaning of this feast day and the message of Our Lady of Fatima?
Oh, it's just so beautiful. So this is May 13th was the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima to those three shepherd children, right? Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco. And yes, there were many apparitions, right? That were many that were associated, but May 13th is the feast day. And this is when the first day that the seers, they were just little kids playing together, those three shepherd children, and they saw Our Lady appear more brilliant than the sun. And the big message that Mary gave them was, actually, this is a direct quote from her. She said, "Pray, pray very much. Make sacrifices for sinners. Many souls go to hell because no one is willing to help them with sacrifice." And she said, "Children, do you wish to offer yourselves to God to endure sufferings that He will send you? And it will help, you know, bring sinners to heaven." And the children agreed. And Our Lady said, "Well, then the grace of God will be your comfort." And she added, "Pray the rosary every day to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war." And boy, does that sound relevant today, doesn't it?
There is no question. And how relevant can it be that the Holy Father consecrates Ukraine and Russia to end the war to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, basically connected to this apparition way back in 1917?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, how do we continue the work of that consecration? Well, how do we do our part? You know, here we are. We're not the Holy Father. He did that. What can we do? How can we be part of this? Our Lady had advice for us, too. She said, "Pray the rosary every day and offer up your sacrifices for sinners." So we ask ourselves, hey, do we take that opportunity every day? Maybe we could offer up a daily chore, some little loving sacrifice, you know, instead of just emptying the dishwasher and grumbling, just offering it up every time. And then, of course, even in our rosary, we have the prayer of Our Lady of Fatima, right? Oh, Jesus, we have the prayer
Jesus,
at the end of every...
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins,
save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. So it's a reminder to pray that rosary every day. It's what she wants of us, and we have to do what our mother asks.
And her message, this message of penance and reparation, of praying the rosary, of that first Saturday devotion and consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it's really a peace plan. It's more relevant today than ever before.
I so agree with you. And, you know, that's such a great reminder, John, because this coming Saturday is the first Saturday. Let's mark our calendars to start if we haven't already, to continue if we have started.
Well, we're going to continue, but we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Professor of Theology and Catholic author Annabelle Mosley. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
It really is so good to be with you this morning here on Morning Air on this Monday, day one of our pledge drive, as we continue to ask for your help. But we also continue with regular programming for these 4 days up until Friday. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we are talking to our good friend, longtime Morning Air contributor, Professor Annabelle Mosley, talking about the Saints of May and how they offer advice on how to help save and lead other souls to God. Now, obviously, our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Fatima, leads souls to God, but we have some more saints here the rest of this month. Let's talk about Saint Bernardine of Siena, Professor.
Sure, absolutely. He really lovingly points to the divinity of Christ, and he was a famous Franciscan preacher. He spread devotion to the holy name of Jesus, and he reminds us of the power of that holy name. He really helped to reconcile people who were fighting with each other. He helped to save souls through his preaching. He was a wonderful preacher. He inspired many priestly vocations, which makes him an important saint to pray to today. And he was really a humble priest. Three times they offered, "Please let us make you a bishop." And all three times he refused. He preached for 50 days in a row before he died. This is a saint who really spent himself for the Lord. He gave everything for the Lord and always pointed back to the holy name of Jesus. So he gives awesome advice for how to lead souls closer to God. And he says, "For the love of God, love one another. Do you not see that if you delight in the ruin of one another, what will come upon you? Amend yourselves for the love of God." So I just love that quote, "For the love of God, love one another."
Beautiful quote, and Professor Annabelle, how timely to be able to honor St. Bernardine of Siena here during this Easter time in which the question of Christ's divinity has been questioned for centuries to this day. And what's more important than the holy name of Jesus? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend.
Amen. That's beautiful.
What can we learn? What's the one thing, the takeaway from St. Bernardine of Siena?
Well, I love in this conversation how we're building on, you know, finding this advice on how to lead souls to God. It's all the key stuff. St. Athanasius told us to read scripture. Our Lady of Fatima told us pray the rosary. And now St. Bernardine of Siena is saying, love one another. And he actually says, I love how he says this, "For the love of God, love one another." So one of the ways we lead other souls to God is through how we love them. How we delight when good things happen to them. We don't compete with them. We don't see their success as our failure. We just love them. And they're going to feel that love. And through that love, they're going to be drawn like a magnet to God through us.
And finally, here in the month of May, the month of our Blessed Mother, we have St. Philip Neri, who we will be celebrating towards the end of the month.
Oh, he's so lovable, isn't he? The patron saint of joy and laughter. He just makes me smile thinking about how he used humor and humility. And I love how there's the same Latin root there, right? The H-U-M in humor and humility. The two are linked. When we don't take ourselves too seriously, it's a good path towards being humble. So St. Philip Neri, his joyful energy just drew people from all walks of life closer to God. He, and of course, he's famous. He received many mystical graces as well. There was this wonderful moment on the eve of Pentecost when a globe of fire entered his mouth. He was praying, and a globe of fire entered his mouth. He felt this unbelievable love for God overwhelming him. And then he had a literal physical swelling that appeared over his heart. Doctors confirmed, you know, later on when he died, that he had this larger heart. It's like his heart expanded. Now, despite these graces, though, he remained humble. And he had humor. He didn't take himself too seriously. So this wonderful saint would do things to make people laugh, like he would wear his cloak inside out on purpose, or he'd shave one half of his beard off just to make people laugh.
Oh, wow. That would be kind of funny, huh?
It's cute. I know. He really was a great saint.
I understand he also developed a custom of visiting seven churches on pilgrimage in these picnics with music.
Yes. Oh, I love that tradition. You know, in fact, I always love to give advice to parents that if they want on his feast day, if you have like enough local churches within driving distance near you, pack up the kids with a picnic and go to your local churches, and you can do things like show them the stained glass windows or the statues of the church. They love it. I did that with my kids. It was a huge hit.
Well, Professor, we have a few moments. I wanted you to share with us what the Sacred Heart of Jesus means for you. I know this is something that's very close to your heart, something that we try to honor here on the show every single Friday. We're always reminded that this is what it's all about, bringing Christ to the world through the media and to focus and meditate on His Sacred Heart.
You know, it's interesting because our saint, Saint Philip Neri, actually said, a joyful heart is more easily made perfect than a downcast one. How do we make our hearts joyful? We give our heart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I really encourage everyone to consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we can do that again and again. We can do that multiple times. In fact, I even offer a free consecration with music and all kinds of good stuff on bethanyplan.com. But if we've made that consecration before, let's make it again. It's like repeating I love you to the Lord. And we can consecrate our homes to Him. We can do a home enthronement to the Sacred Heart. And as we put His heart in charge of our lives, it's amazing the graces that come to our hearts.
Well, Professor Annabelle, as always, it's always a joy. You put a smile on my face every time we get together and learn so much about the saints every single month. Thanks again, as always.
Oh, I love talking with you, and I love Relevant Radio. Thank you, John.
Many blessings. Professor Annabelle Mosley, the author of Sacred Braille, The Rosary as a Masterpiece. And again, visit Bethany.com for much more. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn's Story Corner.
Stories about giving for you this week during the Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive. Our story today called Love in Action by St. Teresa of Calcutta. One night a man came to our house and told me, there's a family with eight children. They've not eaten for days. I took some food and I went. When I finally came to the family, I saw the faces of those little children disfigured by hunger. There was no sorrow or sadness in their faces, just the deep pain of hunger. I gave the rice to the mother. She divided it in two and went out, carrying half the rice with her. When she came back, I asked her, where did you go? She gave me the simple answer, to my neighbors. They're hungry also. I was not surprised that she gave, because poor people are generous, but I was surprised that she knew they were hungry. As a rule, when we're suffering, we're so focused on ourselves, we have no time for others. We're encouraged from Isaiah 58:10, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon.
Always, thanks so much, Glenn. Really appreciate it. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Father Mihailo Kuzma, the pastor of Immaculate Conception Ukrainian Catholic Church in Palatine, Illinois, in the suburbs of Chicago, will continue talking about May, the month of the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and some of the Eastern icons of Our Lady. Plus, career coach Bruce Lochinar will have the latest on the job market and much more on landing your dream job. So stay with us. There's much more to come as we continue with day one of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive.